Maybe You Could Be Mine by Mira Speller, read by Cookie Mom 6067. Niccolo had died. Worse, he had failed to protect Yusuf. For the last several months, he had ignored the problem, but they had made a solemn vow to protect one another, and if this stopped him from keeping it, it would have to go. Holding out his freshly sharpened knife, Niccolo took a handful of his hair tightly and held it taut from his head. A scuff of gravel and a voice calling out halted him before he could make the cut. Yusuf must have come back early from his sojourn to the market to sell off their attackers' no longer needed horses. He looked around as he came closer to the camp before spying Niccolo and waving. After a moment of hesitation, Niccolo tucked his knife away and went to assist him in packing up the rest of the camp to add to the purchases already loaded onto the one camel they'd kept out of the thieves' mounts. When he made to peek inside one bag, Yusuf tutted at him. "You were the one in such a hurry to sell and move on. You can look later when we stop for the night." "Fine, fine," Niccolo sighed, making a face at Yusuf. He scrunched up his face and made one back. With some of the weight taken from their horses, they were able to move more quickly. Even with the ever-growing distance between them and anyone associated with the men that had tried to rob them, Niccolo still felt a nagging worry. Every time his hair fell in his face as they rode along, it reminded him that his damned hair had blinded him just long enough for one of the men to take advantage of his distraction with a killing blow. It was sheer luck that it had been a clean wound, healing relatively quickly, so he could jump back into the fight before all their belongings had been ransacked and stolen. "You are very quiet today," Yusuf remarked as they stopped to rest the horses. Niccolo grimaced. "Perhaps we should hire ourselves out as guards again. We didn't get attacked nearly so often." "You're forgetting that we were almost captured by our own employers after you healed so quickly from that knife wound," Yusuf reminded him. "Yes," Niccolo sighed. But when they moved on, he did his best to pay at least as much attention to his companion as to their surroundings. They were both in better humor when they stopped for the night. Setting up camp came easily to them. It had taken some time, but the two of them now had everything down to an art. Yusuf unpacked the camel. He had a very particular system, while Niccolo lit a fire. Niccolo handled the actual cooking while Yusuf helped with preparations and taste tested. The best that could be said of Yusuf's cooking was that it was generally edible, but he was excellent at telling exactly which spices a dish was missing. While they lingered over their meal, Yusuf turned to Niccolo eagerly. "Oh, I found something else that I thought you might need, he corrected himself. He gestured at the small cloth pouch that was looped over the saddle horn. "In there." Niccolo leaned over and unwound the bag from the saddle, hefting it curiously. It wasn't in the least heavy. If Yusuf hadn't said it contained something for him, he would have thought it was empty. Setting his bowl aside, Niccolo tugged the bag open, peering inside curiously, before turning it out on his tunic, spread wide over his knees. There were several lengths of cord and brightly colored ribbons. "What are these for?" Niccolo asked. "For your hair. It seemed as if it was bothering you," Yusuf said, looking slightly nervous. "For my hair?" Niccolo repeated. He hadn't realized Yusuf had noticed his annoyance with it. "I thought it best to get a few choices as I was unsure if there was a particular style you preferred," Yusuf said, looking at him with uncertainty. "I often braided my sister's hair for them. I could, if you like, I mean, I would be happy to help." Niccolo wavered. It would be more pragmatic to simply cut his hair short, so it would be out of his way. But the tempting image of Yusuf sitting close behind him, combing his fingers through Niccolo's hair, possibly touching his shoulders or even, he swallowed desperately, his neck, swayed his reason. "That would be wonderful," Niccolo told him, trying to sound grateful but not too eager. The grin that lit Yusuf's face banished any possible regrets. After bathing the next morning, Nicola pulled on a fresh tunic and settled cross-legged before Yusuf on the blanket. Yusuf knelt behind him, steadying himself briefly with the hand on Nicola's shoulder. "Have you any preference?" Yusuf asked. He ran his fingers through Nicola's still damp hair, combing through it gently. Nicola valiantly attempted to still the shiver the touch produced. "No, whatever you think is best," he managed to say evenly. "That is a lot of power to give a former enemy," Yusuf joked. "You wouldn't hurt me." There was a long pause. Nicola winced, wondering if he had said the wrong thing. Then Yusuf hummed and resumed combing through his hair. "A simple braid, then," Yusuf finally said. Nicola hardly heard him, too focused on remaining upright. Sensation sparked over his scalp, and his eyes drooped, half-closed with pleasure as Yusuf touched him. Slight tugs as his hair was drawn back slowly, bit by bit, from his face. Then the shock of Yusuf's knuckles grazing the back of his neck. It was over far too swiftly. After a few short moments, Yusuf asked for a hair tie. Nicola picked one at random and handed it over his shoulder, sighing as the braid was tied off, then tugged playfully. "Very nice. Now you just need to trim your beard and you'll be quite handsome," Yusuf teased him, getting to his feet with far too much energy. "That will have to wait for another day, though. Come on, up you get. We need to pack up and move on." Nicola sighed, scalp still buzzing pleasantly from the braiding, and got to his feet. Perhaps tomorrow he would trim his beard. It was rather itchy. Nothing at all to do with Yusuf thinking him handsome. That evening, after settling in to rest after another long day of travel, Yusuf came to sit beside Nicola with a small bound book in his hands. Eyeing him curiously, Nicola put down his mending. "Another new purchase?" "Yes. I thought I might read to you while your hands are occupied," Yusuf offered. "I would like that," Nicola managed to say with, he thought, admirable equanimity. Smiling softly, Yusuf met his eyes for a long moment before he opened the book toward the fire and began to read. When Nicola began to grow tired, yawning despite his great interest in hearing more of the adventures of Odysseus, Yusuf set aside the book. "You might sleep more comfortably without the braid," he observed. Nicola put a protective hand to his hair, but Yusuf's next words made heat rise to his face. "I can brush it out for you," he said, then added with a teasing smile, "I know you haven't much experience with caring for hair." "Ass," Nicola said lightly. He turned his back to Yusuf in invitation, biting his tongue to hold back his groan, as Yusuf pulled the ribbon from the end of his braid and carefully loosened the braid before combing it out with his fingers. Nicola shivered. "Are you cold?" Yusuf asked anxiously, leaning in and breathing in Nicola's neck, which caused him to shudder again. "We can move closer to the fire." "A little," Nicola lied. He kept himself very still, hardly breathing, as Yusuf brushed his hair back. One of his hands rested high on Nicolo's shoulder, his thumb landing on the bare skin at the junction of neck and shoulder, and he felt quite weak, just from that small touch. It seemed to take a very long time before Yusuf was satisfied, but finally, he pulled the brush through Nicolo's hair one final time. "Will you braid it for me in the morning?" Nicola asked hopefully. "Yes, yes, of course." Yusuf squeezed his shoulder once before moving away back to his own bedroll. "Good night, Nicola." "Good night." The braiding became a daily ritual between the two of them. Nicola often tried to come up with the words to ask Yusuf if there was anything he could do for him in return, but always the phrasing escaped him. Instead, he did his best to help in other ways, cooking Yusuf's favorite meals, cleaning their few dishes, and taking care of both their horses when they stopped to rest. The camel he left to Yusuf. It was hardly even-tempered with him, but it was downright devilish toward Nicola. They seemed destined to continue on in this fashion, Nicola sitting every morning for Yusuf to braid his hair back, and again every evening for him to brush it smooth, until he was bent over packing away the clean dishes after breakfast and heard a gasp and shout behind him. Standing, he turned to find Yusuf batting at his face before revealing a chunk of his beard had been partially singed away, though the skin underneath was quickly healing. He hurried over to help, brushing the still glowing embers swiftly from his tunic. "Are you hurt? What happened?" Looking down at his hands, Yusuf said he was quite well, then mumbled something about losing his balance and announced he would be at the river. Confused, but no longer quite so concerned for his health, Nicolo checked their animals were still tethered securely and smothered the fire before joining Yusuf. When he found him, the remainder of his beard was already covered thickly with soap, and he held a sharp knife to his own cheek. Yusuf grimaced at his own reflection in the water. "It's horrendous, isn't it? I'll have to let it grow back afresh," he said in explanation. In all the time they had traveled together, he'd never seen Yusuf's bare face. Nicolo crouched beside him and watched curiously as he ran the blade over his chin. "Ouch!" Yusuf pulled the knife away, wincing. "The water does not make a very good mirror," he sighed. Nicolo immediately held out a hand in offering. Finally, he could do something for Yusuf. That it involved touching him was merely an extra blessing. "May I?" Yusuf, still holding his hand to his bloodied face, stared at him. "Unless you would rather not have a former enemy hold a knife to your neck," Nicolo said, only half joking. Consciously or not, Yusuf echoed Nicolo's words back to him as he held out the knife, hilt first. "You would not hurt me." "No," Nicolo agreed quietly. Quickly tying back his hair in a clumsy tail, he took the knife and a deep, calming breath. Leaning forward, one knee pressing into the damp earth around the spring, he took Yusuf's chin in his hand. "Ready?" Yusuf began to nod, but Nicolo's hold on his chin stopped him. He smiled sheepishly. "I'll be still," he promised. "Tilt your head back," Nicolo said as he put slight pressure behind his hold. They were so close he hardly needed to raise his voice above a whisper. Yusuf followed his guiding touch with an ease that gratified him. Taking a fortifying breath, Nicolo carefully scraped the edge of the blade along the vulnerable underside of Yusuf's jaw, revealing a smooth line of skin. "Ah!" Yusuf twitched when Nicolo's thumb swept over his neck to wipe away any stray hairs. Nicolo pulled the knife away from him quickly. "Stay still, else you'll make me go back on my word," he ordered. "I'll try." Yusuf met Nicolo's eyes briefly, then looked down. Tense with nerves and concentration, Nicolo tugged Yusuf's chin to the side and set the knife to the cheek that had taken the brunt of the flame. He kept his eyes fixed on the edge of the blade as he slid it downward along the curve of his jaw, shaving off the singed remainder of his beard, before sitting back to observe his work so far. "I suppose it couldn't look worse than it did," Yusuf sighed, reaching up to feel his half-shorn face. Falling into their usual banter made some of the tension leave Nicolo. "I think you should start a new fashion," he teased. "And I suppose if I were to shave off one eyebrow in your sleep, you would be similarly inclined to show off." Laughing, Nicolo rinsed the blade and turned Yusuf's face. "Be still," he warned him. The other cheek was more difficult, as Nicolo had to pull the knife away from Yusuf's twitching, smiling cheek far more often. But he eventually finished. With a stern look as he rinsed the knife again, he warned Yusuf, "Stop smiling, unless you want me to shave your lips too." Pinching his lips together in an exaggerated fashion, Yusuf winked at him. "You are a sore trial to me at times, my friend," Nicolo said, perhaps a bit more feelingly than he meant. He thought he saw a flash of hurt in Yusuf's eyes, but it was gone in a moment. Not wanting any misunderstandings between them, he added, "I promise no harm would come to you. Remember?" Yusuf's eyes crinkled in a smile, though his mouth stayed obediently still as Nicolo brought the blade to remove the hair on first his upper lip, then his chin. Wiping the remainder of the soap and stray hairs from Yusuf's neck and face, He eyed him discerningly for any spots he might have missed. "Well, am I as good-looking as I was with the beard?" Yusuf grinned, turning his face to show it off at different angles. Nicola bit back his first several responses, watching the smooth line of his cheek in fascination. Reaching out, he ran his finger along one of Yusuf's deep dimples. "I don't know if you could ever be anything but handsome," he said honestly. Yusuf's smile faded, and his hand came up to catch Nicolo's. When he spoke, his voice was as tense as a bowstring. He trailed off. Nicola waited warily, hopeful that he might. "Do you want me to braid your hair?" "Oh." Nicola sagged slightly. Then he decided it was time to end this dance. Yusuf clearly had no interest in him beyond friendship, which Nicola treasured truly. But it was senseless to continue to make excuses for Yusuf to touch him. He disentangled their hands and said, "No, I think I would like you to cut it for me, if it isn't too much trouble." "Cut it?" Yusuf asked slowly. "It's not fair that you have to take such time with it every morning." "I really don't mind," Yusuf protested. "That's kind of you," Nicolo said, even as he pressed the hilt of the knife into Yusuf's hands. "But it's better this way." Yusuf stared at him, mouth working silently before he settled on a disgruntled frown. "Very well," he conceded brusquely. Nodding, Nicolo turned his back to Yusuf, settling down cross-legged on the ground. There was a shuffling noise, and then a tug as Yusuf pulled the ribbon from Nicolo's hair. He worked his hands through the strands, undoing the loose braid. As much as Nicola wished for him to continue forever, he knew this was for the best. A sigh brushed over the back of his neck as his hair was gathered into a bunch. Another long pause, then a sharp tug as Yusuf pulled the knife through. This was followed by a soft thump before he heard Yusuf get to his feet and walk swiftly back toward their camp. Nicola winced, reaching up to rub at his sore scalp. It felt as if half his hair had been pulled out. Turning, he found the knife on the ground behind him, along with a pile of his own hair. Tucking the remaining chin-length hair behind his ears, Nicola put the knife into his belt and stood, combing his fingers through his hair to remove any loose strands. He walked after Yusuf, both a little sad but also feeling lighter, not only due to the weight of his hair, but also the relief of sparing himself the daily ordeal of holding back from interpreting too much out of Yusuf's friendly touch. Yusuf was already packing up, silently and swiftly, face drawn in melancholy. "Yusuf?" "Don't," he said shortly, crouching down to begin working one of the heavy stakes they used to tether the horses out of the ground. "You've made yourself perfectly clear." "Have I done something to offend you?" Nicolo asked slowly. "No." He bounced to his full height and threw down the stake. Without the beard, his angry pout was even more pronounced. "If you didn't want me to touch you, why did you first accept my offer to help you with your hair?" Nicolo scowled, frustrated and confused, as he snapped back, "What are you talking about? Of course I want you to touch me." "What?" Yusuf demanded. Then he blinked, seemed to shrink before Nicolo's eyes. Softer, confused, he asked, "You do?" "And so?" Nicolo snapped defensively. He refused to look away from Yusuf as he stepped carefully closer, eyes trained on Nicolo's face. "I suppose you wish me to leave, even though I think it very stupid. If it brings you comfort, I will go my own way." "Nicolo," Yusuf said, a smile rising like the dawn on his face. He reached for his hands that Nicolo only now realized he had been gesturing angrily with and held them against his chest. "Nicolo, please be plain with me." "Oh," Nicolo said. stepped closer, chest to chest with Yusuf. His eyes trailed hungrily over his expression, open, affectionate, loving. Instead of words, Nicola decided to make himself very plain indeed. He leaned in to kiss Yusuf soundly on the mouth. It was different than he had imagined. Admittedly, that was due mostly to the lack of beard. Nicola took advantage of the loosened grip on his wrist to palm Yusuf's bare face again, the side of his thumb once more finding the groove created by his smile as he tilted his head, noses bumping lightly, before Yusuf moved in tandem, kissing back eagerly. The soft sigh he let out when Nicola broke the kiss was heady enough to leave him drunk on self-satisfaction. "Plain enough?" he asked. "If not, let me tell you plainly that I love you." "Not at all plain, but very wonderfully clear," Yusuf said, then kissed him again through his smile. They were lost for a few moments more, until Nicola leaned back to look at Yusuf expectantly. "And you?" he asked. "I thought surely you had realized when I burnt off half my beard because I was too busy staring at your rear," Yusuf said, shaking his head ruefully. "I suppose you've finally gotten better at hiding your feelings." "Perhaps you've just become worse at deciphering them," Yusuf countered, reaching behind Nicola to tug on a lock of hair, and still grinning wide enough it had to hurt. Impatient now, Nicola wrapped his arms around Yusuf, holding him tightly to him. He had to kiss him again, from the soft give of his lips to the sharp curve of his jaw, before he remembered himself and prompted again. "I believe you once said you prided yourself on your way with words." Yusuf laughed, dropping his forehead to rest against Nicolo's shoulder. Then he grew more solemn, looking Nicolo in the eyes as he said, "I love you. In fact, I have a few thousand poems dedicated to you that I will gladly recite whenever you like." Immediately, Nicolo opened his mouth to ask for the recital of one just then, but Yusuf knew him too well and covered his lips with his own. Reconsidering his plan instantly, Nicolo leaned into the embrace, looping his arms around Yusuf's neck and yielding to his expert methods of persuasion. Later, he would happily listen to any and all of Yusuf's poetry. They had plenty of time. The end.